we have gotten in touch with Jeff Hansen, who is the managing director of the Sea Shepherd Australia. Now, with campaigns running globally to protect our natural resources of the ocean and all the wondrous and beauty in them, we're interested to know just exactly what's the program for the Sea Shepherd now. In particular, the MV Steve Irwin has been honourably retired from the ocean-going service. What's Steve Irwin doing now? What's the ship Steve Irwin up to? And what campaigns are on the go at the moment? And who's behind this essential organisation? Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. It's a lovely day here in WA, and yeah, thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, so where in WA are you based?
Just near Fremantle.
Oh, nice. So, okay. Yeah. And so can you give us a little Sea Shepherd history now for some of our listeners who might be hearing about this for the first time?
Well, Sea Shepherd was started in 1977 by Paul Watson, and Paul could see there was all the laws, rules, regulations out there to protect their oceans. What there was a lack of enforcement, often due to a lack of political or economic will, or countries just without the resources to do it. So he started Sea Shepherd, and I guess we've been most well known over the years, especially in Australia, for our Antarctic Wild Defence campaigns, and where we started off with one ship going down to the Southern Ocean, and that grew to four ships. And that was pretty much always funded just by the generosity of the public, and about half from the Australian public. Fresh fruit and vegetables filling our galleys from the public. And over those campaigns, we saved the lives of over 6,000 whales. And now, thanks to, you know, the pressure from the Australian public and our work down the Southern Ocean, the International Court of Justice case, Japan no longer hunt whales in the Southern Ocean. So for the first time, it is actually a sanctuary for the whales, which is huge.
That's such an achievement. That's such a great achievement. Well done, you guys.
Well, yeah, we noticed that we looked at whale populations were doing, you know, quite well. Humpbacks are coming back, you know, and there's still a number of whales that are still in trouble, like blues and you know, the southern right whales are still coming back. But we looked at what was happening with the rest of the world's oceans. You look at turtle numbers are crashing, you know, dolphins aren't doing so well in some parts, some species. And then also we looked at shark populations are crashing. And we looked at, well, we're six global directors, and we came together and thought, well, what are the key threats to the oceans and what are we doing about them? And so if we look at our key threats to oceans, they're illegal fishing, which in some places accounts up to 40% of the world's seafood, plastic pollution, which is now right through the food chain, climate, which is the big one, and then threats to vulnerable and endangered species. So whenever we bring together our minimal funds and resources, we always strive to have the biggest impacts for the oceans and always passionate about delivering tangible results. And so, you know, we're a very lean organisation. We only have now nine staff in all of Australia, and about 80 to 90% of each of our ships are unpaid volunteers from around the world. So we really strive to be, you know, deliver those, you know, people's donations right to the front line to deliver change.
Yeah, right. And so who can be a volunteer on one of your ships?
Well, the only prerequisite, you have to be 18. So, you know, we've had all sorts of people with no experience and qualifications come down on our ships. My first time out to sea was down to Antarctica to oppose the Japanese whaling fleet.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I left Melbourne Valentine's Day of all days in 2008. And I just kind of, you know, jumped on board. And next thing I'm hearing, you know, as we're going through some of the big seas, heard people being seasick. And I said, oh, yeah, seasick. I wonder if I'll get that. But, you know, lucky I didn't succumb to that. And then the journey down was just one of the most, you know, beautiful, you know, we're getting followed by, you know, massive albatross that'll sit with us for hours on end and ride through the, you know, ocean waves and currents. And you can just see them, you know, they're like they surf down the face of a wave off the wind currents. And they would sit with us for hours and not even beat their wings once. And then you start to get down amongst the, you know, the first icebergs, which are just, you know, remarkable to see. And I remember one morning we got up, I was a quartermaster on the bridge, and I got up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a bright blue, sunny day. It was about 25 icebergs. And in amongst this ancient world of ice, there was, you know, big chunks of ice with the Delhi penguins on them with, you know, the orcas storming through.
Oh, wow.
And then there was, you know, humpbacks and minke whales lunge feeding and fin whales. And it gave you really a taste of what our oceans were like, I guess, before us. And then some nights down there, we had the Aurora Australis, where almost the whole sky was like an iridescent greens and blues and, you know, pinks. And, you know, it was just incredible.
But I can imagine it would almost be a spiritual feeling.
It's hard to imagine a world like this existing that I think has gone a bit mad compared to that world down there. And to me, that world down there makes sense. You know, the natural world that, you know, and living in harmony with the natural world is what we need to move towards. And so, and I guess that's what our crew are really drawn together. And that common bond over is really just a love of the natural world, as we all have as kids, but then also a deep understanding of its importance. And people don't realize that 2 out of every 3 breaths that we humans breathe comes from our oceans. Through, you know, tiny plants like phytoplankton, our oceans are critically important, and they're in big trouble. And, you know, people often paint the brush and say, oh, environmentalists, you know, you care more about the environment than people. And the thing is, the environmentalists and conservationists are actually putting people first, because, you know, Paul Watson's got a great analogy, which he talks about the... you know, he often sits with kids and he says, look, has anyone ever been on a spaceship? And all the kids are looking around the room at each other and goes, well, guess what? What I'm on right now. This is Spaceship Earth. Like any spaceship, there's the passengers and the crew. The crew run this ship. They're the insects, the worms, the turtles, the sharks, the bees, the plankton, the Great Barrier Reef. They regulate our climate. They take care of our waste. They provide us with the food that we eat and the air that we breathe. They maintain the life support systems of this planet. Who are we? We're just the passengers. We're just having a good time. Problem is, we're killing off the crew. So we've got to protect the crew. So putting nature first, putting our natural, you know, our forests, our oceans, putting that first is actually putting humanity first. And it's just madness that we live in a world that doesn't understand that and doesn't make decisions that reflect that. It's crazy.
Oh, I love that analogy. Oh my God. I mean, I could talk to you for hours about the work that you guys are doing, Jeff, but I'm going to have to leave it there. Look, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it, and all the best with the next run of campaigns.
Oh, thanks a lot for having us on your show. We now have 7 government partnerships in Africa where we've basically facilitated the arrests of over 46 illegal fishing vessels in the last 3 years. We've removed over 2.6 million pieces of plastic and marine debris from our coast, and we've just had a massive couple of years cleaning up beaches in Arnhem Land with the Dimmer Indigenous Rangers. So there's a lot of work being done. I encourage everyone to get on board.
Yeah, look, and I will. We will put a link to your website on the podcasting story. So if anyone tuned in halfway through or you want to see more about the work the Sea Shepherd crew are doing, you can absolutely find it there. Thanks for that, Jeff.
Awesome. Thanks for having us on your show.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
That was Jeff Hansen, Managing Director of Sea Shepherd Australia, chatting to The Daily about the great work being done by them across our oceans.